All right, let's let our Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, December 14th, 2021 at 5:30 come to order. Next is prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty and a pledge by Ms. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for a beautiful evening to come out, conduct school business. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be in leadership. Father, we pray that we'd always be found to be good stewards of those positions that you've allowed us to be in. Father, we pray, Lord, for these adult school graduates. We are grateful for them. Thank you, Lord, for Lord this accomplishment in their lives. Pray, God, in the next chapter in their life, Father, that you would order their steps, God, everywhere they should go, that they'd be successful. Lord, we pray for all of our students, God. We pray for the youngest and the oldest, Father. We pray, God, that you'd be with all of our teachers and staff as we come up to Christmas break, Father. We pray for your hand of protection upon them and their families during the break, Father, and pray that COVID would not have a resurgence here in our county. And Father, we just pray that we'd have a good opportunity for family time during these weeks off. So Father, we thank you for the gathering tonight and pray that everything that's said and done would be glorifying to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is item number two, recognitions and presentations. Mr. Petty.
So we're honored tonight to have Mr. Terrell Sykes, our adult school teacher, and Ms. Stone Lake. I know she's around here somewhere. She's around. Okay, she's around here too. To recognize some of our adult school graduates, we have a great adult school program here, and we just are so proud for y'all and that you've got it done. And that's a great accomplishment. So we want to recognize him. Just want to welcome all the family that came tonight to support your graduate. This is a great opportunity to wear the garnet attire because you've accomplished something in your life. And so we're proud for you and here to help as you further your journey and your education and work, whatever you do, we're here to help. So, Mr. Terrell.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. To say the least, the last couple of years have been unprecedented, kind of crazy times. From COVID to moving buildings to even having multiple students with the same name, it's been a challenge. And when I say multiple students, y'all, we've had two Kings, three Jadens, two Allens, three Rileys, two Austins, two Cross, and two Wiggs. Try to keep it straight. So me and Donald were always like, which one? So it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. But I'm truly honored to be here and talking about this group of graduates. We look a little few tonight. We have 20 graduated this year, but had two with COVID, five working, one just had a baby, and one just didn't want to come. This great achievement required discipline, commitment, courage, and the discipline, they came to class after a hard day's work, some of them after having a bad day, some of them had a bad day when they got there. They all stuck it out though, and they had the commitment to complete the required coursework, to study on their own, and to get it done. The courage to take the next step that was necessary to get to this point and get the diploma. So we just can't say enough about them. We're really thrilled and proud of this group and those that could be with us tonight. So I'd just like to tell you, you know, life's a journey, and you're through the first checkpoint now. We are excited to see all of us, not just Ms. Dawn and I, but all of us are excited to see where y'all go and what you become. So stay in touch, come back and visit us, let us know how you're doing. Now to recognize the 2021 graduates, when I call your name, I'd like for you to come up. Superintendent Petty is going to pose for a photo op for any family or friends that would like to take a photo. So,
I'll get up here, wherever you want.
All right. Now, I'm going to call the names and recognize those graduates that couldn't attend tonight also, so we can give them their little bit of thing, but if you'll hold any applause to the end. All right, the first one we had was Aubrey Morgan Fletcher, who couldn't be here tonight. Kelby Fine, Dakota Dennis, Aiden Helton, Brittany Todd, Bradenton Williams, which by the way was one of two brothers we had graduate. Twyla Henry, come on up. Okay. Haley Sewell, Austin Kelly Lee. Savannah Conley, Carrie Lee Croft, Kristen Clark, Jason Story, Jacory and Williams, our second brother, Leah Henderson. Caitlin Austin, Jaden Whitehead, and last but definitely not least, Miss Riley Elton.
Did you get it? All right.
Congratulations. All right, guys, if y'all don't mind, let's give them a round of applause.
Get a picture with the board.
If y'all get in the front, we'll get behind y'all. So y'all get up here in the front.
We can stand behind them. Y'all. That's easier.
We want them out front.
Okay.
We can come around.
Let's come. We'll come out. Not much room behind there.
I have to stand on the pedestal anyway.
Here, who's going to put in the middle here? Here. Y'all hold that.
All right,
y'all get in front
of
him and come behind
him. Yeah, let's get behind y'all. Y'all
are
stars tonight.
Lynn, this is going in the paper now. No, no pressure.
Great job, sir. We tried to get them out.
Chairman, thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Bentley, you got a middle school graduate, y'all will please sit in the classroom real quick.
Hey, Tom. Come on up here.
Come on up here to the front.
Yeah, I want to see you.
Yeah. You make it, little mom, we got a crowd. You want to be seen, don't you? Come on. Come on up here to the front.
Hey, Bubba. Bubba. You got to get used to being front and center. That's the
yeah.
Guy. You got to get used to being front and center.
Kenny.
Get your speaker.
No.
Hey.
Just don't like to be heard.
I catch you mumbling. I catch you mumbling now. I got your speaker on.
All right, moving right along to item number 3, public comments. We did not have any. Moving right along to item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a few things tonight. Last night was just a really good meeting. I want to thank everybody for coming out of our super council meeting. I think we've got some really good working relationships between our governmental bodies. That was the second one we had done. We talked and we can make some decisions in January. One, at a minimum, do it before session each year. I don't know, you know, we had sessions starting in January, but that's a good time to kind of talk. A couple good reasons for that. Make sure we're not being duplicating requests from the county and for budget requests and those kind of things. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But obviously, everybody kind of gets on the same page, kind of find out what's going on with some things. And I thought last night was really productive. So thank y'all for that. New market tax credit update. This thing is rolling. So we've already engaged with Cityscape for $5 million. Again, we didn't pay $5 million, but that's what that project would be, or their loan to us. Excuse me. That alone should net us about $600,000 or $700,000. So that's a good thing. United Bank of Alabama, this is a new CDE. We have a meeting with them at 3:00 tomorrow. So we'll do that at high school. We meet with Eric, Tim, guidance counselors, Gay, Jeff, all of us will be there. Sheila, I believe.
I think I put you on that. I can't remember if I did. I sure did.
So we'll be meeting with them tomorrow. They're really highly interested in our project. U.S. Bank, we've already met with them. We did a Zoom call with them. They've kind of started out as a kind of, they would like to give $12 million towards it, but then they were like, well, maybe we'll just finish out whatever you need. So we're probably looking at about 3 from them. And then last week, 2 other CDEs come in and said they were needing extreme rural projects, so they were also talking with Eric. So he is highly confident that we'll be funded completely. Those projects will close mid to late February. That means, and again, I've talked to some of y'all, it's just like a closing at the title office. You know, everybody comes together, everybody leaves with a check. Any deposits we made, you know, earlier in the week we had our special meeting, all of that deposit money is reimbursed at the closing. Number 3, today we had a great luncheon for all of our school winners for Teacher of the Year and Employee of the Year. It was really good. We had it at Fiddler's. Stacy Sanders does a really good job putting that together. That's kind of her ministry, and she does a good job securing donations and all for that. And today we crowned our district winners for the whole district. That was Miss A.Z. Russell, who's a teacher down at Toller. And then the Employee of the Year was Miss Amy Partridge from Liberty County High School. So I sent out a parent square this afternoon, and I sent out an identical email to all of our district staff. So congratulations to Miss A.Z. and Miss Amy. Well deserved. Governor DeSantis released his budget last week. I sent y'all an email, or all the staff an email on that. You know, a little bit of a rub. We all get the intent. He's trying to up teacher pay, and he's been very consistent with that about trying to get that up. Principals and teachers in this budget will get a $1,000 bonus. That leaves out a lot of people. It leaves out your vice principals. It leaves out your non-instructional staff. It leaves out guidance counselors. And so we have budgeted in ESSER 3 a $1,000 bonus. And I'd sent that notice out before, but I just want to reiterate that because I had some questions from some staff members. You know, what about us? And I get it. And so we will. You know, we have that already in the budget to give them $1,000 as well. And of course, Governor DeSantis' $1,000 will be pending legislative approval for all of that. So we'll make sure that those who didn't get it, if they get it, get it. If that makes sense. Okay. Number five, there is, it's amazing. We found out some more ESSER II money. So this is the way they're doing this. The federal government gives the state DOE money. And they say, okay, here's your ESSER 1, ESSER 2, ESSER 3. And now they're coming back saying, oh, we got some ESSER 2 sub-grants. So there was four grants that Gay got in this week. So really, ESSER 2, the monies are, there's more there. You know what I'm saying? So they're keeping the money and drawing interest on it. Did I say that out loud? I think they do. So there's some ESSER 2 sub-grant money. One of those is for about $220,000. And it has to be used for CTE programs, which is our vocational programs. We'll work out a plan. We have to get our application in by the 17th. Gay's already got it in, but that's just a kind of a hey, we're interested. March, we have to get all the deliverables and what we're going to do with that. So we have some time to prepare for that. One of the things I would like to discuss in the next month or two is turning the old basketball pavilion at the old Bristol Elementary School. You know, that's the only thing left of Bristol Elementary School is that old pavilion. Is trying to transform that into some kind of vocational shop. Had a really good relationship after the meeting with Richard Williams yesterday. He's got some suggestions. You know, they've done some research on what jobs are needed, and that's one of the things that I'm real committed to is what do we need to be teaching our kids vocationally wise, you know, CTE wise, that they can go out and get a job almost immediately. So he's got some really good ideas. They do some surveys. They really have the pulse of business in the panhandle. So I hope to have something to present to y'all maybe by the February meeting for that, because we'll come back immediately after Christmas break. We have a January meeting within a week, so probably the February meeting for that. I want to thank Clerk Daniel Stanley and the county. They were very helpful with the removal of leftover junk from here, the old high school. If you came in the high school, it's now the district office, we had so much leftover stuff, and a lot of it was just junk out of classrooms. We kept a lot of stuff. We put it in where the stage area is. So we've got a supply of hundreds of these chairs like this right here, tables, desk, student desk. You know, one tears up somewhere, boom, we go in there to a store. We got them in bulk. So we've got a really good storage area there, and we kept about everything that we could. We still had a bunch of library books from the old library that Mrs. Flowers wanted, and so I told her where they were. She's going to come over and get what she wants, and then the others will probably donate to some libraries. I've already talked with the Hofstra Library, and they said they'll take whatever we have left over. So I want to thank them for doing it. They also brought us a dumpster, so everything that we dumped, we were able to get rid of, and they hauled it off, and I appreciate that. So the halls are clean, and we are very appreciative for that. Legislative update, talked to Patrick Bell today. We put two budget requests in, one for the communication system, both at Toller and Hosford, the other one for a new replacement school bus. Neither of them have made it to committee. Now, I'm not sweating it too bad yet, because I went and looked and saw how many bills Representative Schoaf and Ausley had filed, and it's only nine. There's about, Patrick said 113 that Representative Schoaf's looking at. He said Senator Ausley's going to file all of hers. So I think it's just a matter of time, and it only has to be in one of those budgets to be considered. So he was very confident that we would get them in there. There's an extra $3 billion of state revenue that is, he said, everybody knows it's there and everybody's vying for it. So it's a very competitive year for budget requests because there's extra money. We did good by not submitting 10 of them, you know, and that's what they continue to tell us. Get your one or two, and that's about it, you know. And hopefully you'll get one or two of them. So I'm banking on both of them. I'm hoping that we'll get that from the session, which begins in January. Work has begun. They started yesterday, actually, and they've done a bunch of work today at the new drive-through for the buy-right, the little piece of property we sold. So you'll see some of that going on. They were moving dirt and tamping out there today. So I imagine you'll probably do quite a bit of work during the holidays, and they'll be up and running soon. COVID update, one student in the last 5 weeks. That's a real blessing to our school system and our county. That's one too many, but I'll take one over 100 anytime. So we're just praying that the new variant, whatever it is, will not be a problem during the holidays. Number 10, Sound of Liberty. They are playing about every night somewhere, literally. They are playing everywhere. So they'll be playing at the Polar Bear Express, the train, December 17th through 20th. And they just, I'm just very tickled at their performing. You know, sometimes with the band, football season's over, and then they start working on some Christmas stuff, and then spring concert. They've been playing in our basketball games, and that just adds a lot of school spirit. So I'm real proud of Mr. Pinnell and the work of the Sound of Liberty. Our district office Christmas party this Friday at 11 o'clock. Would love to have you there. I'm sure there'll be something to eat. And then the last thing, Christmas break, will be December 20th through the 31st. So that'll be our 2 weeks off. Kids will be out, and we're excited about everything. I appreciate, I put on the bottom, and I mean it with all my heart, I appreciate your involvement in schools and your presence in the schools. Y'all are out there. Y'all out and about. The staff see it. They appreciate it. And I love you for it. I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We do say Merry Christmas around here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Petty. Move right along to item number 5. Need a motion to approve adding the emergency item 10A to the agenda. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Booth. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve additions or corrections to the consent item 8B, 8E, and 8F. Have a motion.
Motion,
Mr. Singletary.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, 6. Need a motion to approve agenda for December 14th, 2021 with emergency item. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7. Need a motion to approve November 9th, 2021 organizational and regular meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 8. Consent items. Item A. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for November 21. Financial statement for November 21. We have none, no budget amendments, and bills and payrolls for November 21. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve December 14th, 2021 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers for December 2021. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D. Need a motion to approve updated salary schedule. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve December 2021 update sub list with additions and corrections. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F. Need a motion to approve December 2021 update supplement list with additions and corrections. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is number 9, action item. Item A, need a motion to approve disposition of property, Annex Building, Highway 12 North. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve instructional staff contract and an amendment between the Liberty County School Board and Liberty Education Association for 2017 through 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore?
Second. That's what Jason did.
Oh, Jason Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, need a motion to approve 2021-22 teacher salary increase distribution plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve the Liberty County High School new vocational program grant for 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve the CRRSA ESSER II non-enrollment assistant grant. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F, need a motion to approve deleting a one-to-one paraprofessional position for an ESE level 255 student at the Liberty County High School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G, need a motion to approve hiring three staff personnel, any staff member, teacher, counselor, paraprofessional, based on who applies and is hired, to facilitate student counseling groups before or after school hours. Position will be up to 5 hours per week or of instruction, group session, and up to 2 hours per week of planning and data collection at their hourly pay rate through June the 3rd or until funds are expended for the grant line item. There will be three of these positions for the district. These positions are funded through the GEAR Expanding Assess to Mental Health and Telehealth Student Service Grant approved by the board in December 2020 and continuing through June 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Thanks, Ms. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H, need a motion to approve hiring three staff personnel, any staff member, teacher, counselor, paraprofessional, based on who applies and is hired, to identify and coordinate student participation in the expanded mental health counseling services. This work can be done before or after school hours. Position will be up to 4 hours per week of coordination and documentation at their hourly rate per pay rate through June the 3rd or until funds are expended for the grant line item. There will be three of these positions for the district. These positions are funded through the GEAR Expanding Access to Mental Health and Telehealth Student Service Grant provided by the board in December 2020 and continue to June 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor?
I just got one question. These two are not the same thing.
Correct.
Correct.
Two separate ones.
One is
all in favor say aye.
One position is a coordinating of contacting parents, getting consents, those kinds of things. And the other ones are to actually provide group counseling services.
To the student.
All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item I. Need a motion to approve out-of-state transportation and overnight stay of students to attend Gulf Shores Scuffle Wrestling Match to be held in Gulf Shores, Alabama, December the 29th through the 30th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item J. Need a motion to approve to advertise for a construction management service firm to assist with the construction phase of various small projects to be less than $4 million on an as-needed basis for negotiated percentage base and guaranteed maximum price per project. This shall be for a period of 1 year with previsions of to extend the agreement annual for an additional 3 years with the approval of both the Liberty County District and the construction management firm, and AIA document A133-2019, where the base is the cost of work plus a fee with a GMP will be used for each project. A qualifying construction management firm will be selected for each project at the at the Liberty County School District discretion based on current scheduling needs of the board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 10. Emergency item. Item A, need a motion to approve a letter of engagement with Fuquay and Milton, PA, to serve as local counsel for the Liberty County School Board in connection with the board's proposal, a market tax credit loan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 11, board member concern. Mr. Flowers.
I'm going to pass at this time.
All right, sir. Ms. Jody.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody, to your staff, to all the students and school members, everybody. So I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm okay. Mr. Singletary?
I have one item. I got a call today saying the high school parking lot was the spots are too small for a lot of vehicles. One kid's already been dented up twice this year. Supposedly not that kid's fault. And supposedly, I haven't been out there to monitor it, but the speed of the travel in the parking lot's a little fast too. A little bit of horseplay. But mainly the parking spots, and they are tight. I have a big truck, but I have a problem parking it when it's a full parking lot. So I talked to Mr. Williams already about it. He had an idea that we could all talk about tonight or next meeting or whenever. I said to y'all, kind of toss it around a little bit.
Yes, Mr. Chair. You know, in our budget, I had put in there to make a loop at the end of the driveway because everybody's using that anyhow. Make that two lanes and restripe it and make them all angled. And you might have to lose a few spots, but you gain
angled and maybe just a they're legal. The width is legal. I understand that, but it's still tight. I mean, every time I park, I ask Michelle, do you have room to get out? Because I'll have just enough room on my side, which I'm kind of a wide load, but you don't want to be dinging up people's doors every day at school, because some of these kids drive real expensive.
Well, I'm going to agree with Kevin. If you have a way to get around that, you know, we just paved the church, and we did that same thing where you come in one side, it's one way this way, and then you come out the other way, but you may lose a spot. You won't lose many spots by angle. It's kind of crazy when you actually kind of do the geometry math on it. You don't lose, but probably one spot by angle. But it's hard sometimes to come in there and do a 90-degree turn to get in there. So,
especially in one shot.
Right, right. So if you kind of come in there and go at 45, it makes it a lot easier, but it'd be really good. And again, you know, wish list, I wish we could pave all of that.
Yeah.
Behind, you know.
But
I know.
And these kids are just, a lot of them just turned 16. They're just learning how to drive.
They have a really wonderful driver's ed program.
They need to learn.
With, Coach Lewis. So.
They need to learn how to do it the hard way, but
yeah.
Maybe not at our expense.
I know, yeah.
Maybe they need to learn.
I'll talk with administration about the monitoring of the speed and the course play.
We need a, we don't have a speed limit sign there, do we?
Okay. We don't have a sign. I would hope you wouldn't really need
some
one.
Kind of sign.
Yeah, a big old bump would tell some of that. You know, so.
Uh,
I don't think you want to put any speed bumps in there. I don't think you can.
I don't think a sign's going on.
I go in there.
I don't want to get no kids in trouble, but if they come in there and park inside the bus barn so the kids can't see them, that catch them everybody. They spin tires when they turn, when they come out the road, they say they can spin further this way and the other way. Daily.
Yeah, they need to slow it down for safety.
I'll talk to Bill.
But they can't just park there because they won't do it.
Right.
They can pull in the bus barn and watch everybody do it. But we stand there a lot every day. I can tell you who it is.
And then if you lose some parking spots, could we park the overflow in the grass?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe do it like a seniority type deal, seniors, juniors.
They do that now, yeah. They're doing that now.
Do they have overflow now?
No, it's not like the seniors. I think they give them a first row or
something. Right, but
they work back.
But then when you have people having to park in the grass where it might be wet.
Usually not a lot, to be honest with you, not a lot of driving, because I think you have some that...
It's not slam full of
color. Not, this is, and I don't know how full it is now too, but at a 10th grade class,
the other day when I come by there.
They have over 100 kids in that group. I may be wrong, but you figure you're going to have.
That's going to be a big class.
The other day when I come by there, every parking spot was full out there, and there was cars parked on the grass over by the football field.
They even got parks now about football.
It's record day of school.
That's the reason Mr. Chuck Roberts come in here and added that other parking lot for us for nothing. We're trying to get enough, and we still.
Yeah.
And he said he even thought about doing that loop, but you know,
takes it was money.
All free, so you know. Yeah.
And I,
you know, thank, we thank him for what he did, but you know, I got a quote that I presented, and it's that toward several things that we need to do, and it's in our budget that you know that I have presented to y'all.
And again, when it's not raining. It's not a big problem working out there, but the minute we have some of them spring rains and that kind of stuff, you know the results.
We used to deal with it here. Let us park closer to them.
That's right.
We still had to run through the mud puddles.
That's right.
Not as far.
You know, if it wouldn't change anything, you could just extend that down and put the loop closer to the fence to get them parking. Since he's going to be there paving that loop, you could just move it all down another 50 feet, and how far you can come to the fence. Now, will that change his permitting on the asphalt and all that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that would
be an option. Because once he gets there, it's really not going to cost that much more to add footage. Because he's got to bring all his equipment. You know, that's.
Can you talk to Kyle or whoever you need to talk to?
Yes, sir.
And just check.
I actually talked to my son and Greg Brandon, who met me over there and looked at everything. So yeah, I can definitely get that 104 10th grade big class, so they'll all start getting their driver's license about the same time.
And I don't care about the, I know it will be an issue at some point, but right now I don't care about the asphalt. I care about the kids being same. Able to park without getting dented up and ran over. So.
The biggest problem with changing the parking right now is a lot of those parks are painted, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a problem.
Might be a summer. A little summer activity.
You have to go over and seal it. Cover everything up and redo it.
Yeah.
Because there's one right there at the gym that's painted white.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
All right, Mr. Booth.
Well, I'd just like to step back on our graduates from adult school and just give them one more hand and say, hey, you know, some of them, if you notice, the age varies in that group of 20-plus students, and that's something you got to really step up and do and make your mind up to do it, and I'm going to congratulate them one more time and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Try not to eat too much. I think we all did at Thanksgiving, especially Kyle. I just hope everybody enjoys it and keep COVID down. And if you're sick, stay home.
Yes,
stay home.
Easy.
Keep it away. And
go fishing by yourself.
Hope all your blessings come true this Christmas holiday. Thank you for all you do.
All right, item 12, closing comment. Item 13, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Ms. Jody. Meeting adjourned.
There you go. Lay my ball on Friday, Mr. Hayes.
Sir?